Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, our very special guest is best-selling author by way of Melbourne, Australia, Elizabeth Gould. And she is our very special guest. And her latest is Feeling Forwards, How to Become the Person Who Has the Life You Want. It is getting rave reviews all over the place. It is just, it's absolutely wonderful. Elizabeth, how are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you, Frank. I'm so delighted to be speaking with you today.
Yeah, well, listen, thrilled to have you. And again, you've got to be very happy with the response you're getting from your work.
Yes, look, I have been very excited. And what's the most exciting thing is the objective of the book was to make the concept I'm talking about not only accessible but instant. So what I love is people are reviewing the book and saying, well, I read it and I tried something the next day and it worked. And to me, that brings me enormous joy.
Well, with the pandemic being what it is, so many people are looking to get back into the world, and it's sometimes easier to do that when you have some kind of guidance, and maybe your book is going to provide that for a lot of folks. Without spoiling it, because we want everyone to buy the book, it is a must get. Without spoiling, give us a rundown on the book.
Well, what I discovered through my research for the book was really a culmination of my two previous books as well, because there's so much written about how to think and how you should think, and the promise is that if you think the right way that everything will turn out. But I discovered through my own life and challenges and researching other people how they'd overcome their challenges, that if we could think our way to happiness and success, we would keep every New Year's resolution and we would carry out every good intention. And that, as you know, just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And it was when I was writing my first book, Secrets of Cancer Survivors, I had overcome cancer myself with a pretty grim diagnosis. And I knew I had a very clear thinking pattern. And it seemed to me that no one was writing books about cancer survivors. They were writing them about cancer patients. So I thought, well, is there a thinking pattern like myself that other survivors use? So I researched and wrote the book and found there was, but it started to creep in that people, how they use their emotions was just as important as their thoughts. And then I researched a book on, I interviewed children who were being bullied and having challenges, but still were remaining happy and weren't in counselling and were just going on with their lives. And one child just looked at me and said, well, I choose to be happy. That's how I deal with everything. And that started me off on this journey towards feeling forwards, where then I realized that controlling your emotions has always been just as important as thinking. In fact, in a split second, we have an emotion, a thought, and a choice simultaneously. And then I started to work out, okay, well, is there a system just like those explorers that used to sail off into the sunset with 400 years ago with a map with virtually nothing on it, knowing they were going to face scurvy and pirates and storms and everything else, but they harnessed their emotions to get out there and do it anyway. I thought, okay, I think there's really something here. How could I put this into a format where people can learn how to have the life they want, create their future by choosing the emotions they want, which will lead to a much more stronger thinking pattern?
Well, listen, it makes an awful lot of sense. You make the point, and it's a wonderful one, about the resolutions. If we were just, you know, thinking, and our thinking was clearly everyone would keep their resolutions that they make, and you know and I know that usually those are broken the first week or first 2 weeks of after New Year's, and certainly here, I don't know about down under, but here we have that habit. No, I mean, I think you're bringing up some wonderful points. How long ago did you start connecting the idea that feelings could be the key to success and your emotions, as opposed to the cognitive version of that, or the theory on that? For example, I mean, the IQ EQ test has been discussed here, and Time Magazine did a big thing on EQ, and that's about your emotions and about everything else. How long have you been in tune with that?
That's a great question, and I don't get asked that very often, so I'm very grateful. It actually started for me. I had a pivotal moment when I was actually 9 years old. I'm a daughter of migrant parents who were unskilled, who came here, and the family had fallen on hard times. I remember realizing when I was nine that we were running really short on money. It was getting to the point where my mother was trying to save money on vegetables and not through any lack of effort or hard work, but my father had lost his job and it was just really, really tough. And as a child, I remember this moment thinking, I'm going to make sure I'm so successful that my children never see me having to save money for vegetables.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, I had no extended family to ask, and I knew I was tackling something that was a lot bigger than myself at the time. So I went to the library and I started reading an autobiography or a biography every week. Didn't tell anyone what I was doing. I just kind of slipped it in amongst all the other children's books. And over the next 5 or 6 years, I read that book every week. And I discovered a pattern, whether it was I worked my way down the aisle, Frank. I just went from A to Z. I didn't pick a particular person. So there were actors and politicians and concentration camp survivors and royalty. And if it was there, I figured, well, if someone has a book written about them, they must be pretty successful. And what I discovered was there was a pattern, because every single book, whatever it was that that person wanted to achieve, they were usually told they weren't going to make it. They were told their nose was too big, or their speeches were too boring, or they weren't clever enough. And the theme in every single book was, although that person were told they should give up, or felt or thought they should give up, and at times even decided to give up, they just decided to keep going, because they just felt that even though the world was telling them they weren't quite the right person at the right time, they were going to keep going anyway. And then when I had a number of challenges myself from reasonably early, I was involved in a fatal car accident when I was 17. I saw the driver die on the road, and that was very confronting. And it was the idea that no matter what, I could find a way within myself to keep going during my emotions, unconsciously really permeated my work and led to feeling forwards and the path that I'm on with sharing this concept now.
Let me remind folks that are just tuning in a little late, or maybe turning on their radios a little late. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, Elizabeth Gould is our very special guest, and she's the best-selling author. And her third book is Feeling Forwards, How to Become the Person Who Has the Life You Want. Everyone must get this book, and you can get it anywhere. They sell great books, Amazon and everywhere. But buy two. Buy one for yourself and buy one for someone that you think could use a little push. And who can't use a little push? Again, Frank McKay here with Elizabeth Gould. Elizabeth, if you don't mind, let's do a little bit of your history. You've touched on it a little bit. But if you don't mind, let's start from the beginning. Where were you born? Where were you raised?
So I was born in Melbourne, Australia. Raised here. I've worked around the world, but always chosen to live here. I had a pretty, I've always been a little bit mercurial, in as much that I trained and worked as a lawyer initially, and then I moved into management consulting and then executive recruitment. I started writing actually very early on. That was always my overarching aim, if you like, but it was a bit sad initially, Frank, because I wanted to be the next Agatha Christie, so yeah. I churned out a murder mystery every year. So, I've got a box full of manuscripts that basically no one actually really ever wanted. And then when I had breast cancer and then started on this journey of uncovering thoughts and feelings and how to achieve what you want no matter what, it was, that classic overnight success, Secrets was published in 8 countries, and all of a sudden I had a career as a nonfiction writer after all those 12, 14 years in the wilderness scratching away. So along the way, I mean, I had to leave my corporate career behind because of ongoing ill health from cancer and complications, but that meant I did have time to write Secrets. I also had the joy of meeting along the way. I'm very grateful that my mentor, Tony Robbins, has chosen to support the book, and we've had an association going back a while now. And they were also invited by Randi Zuckerberg to be founding member of her global leadership school. So it's bittersweet for me at the moment. I can't visit your beautiful country and work as I was a couple of years ago. But that is now my career, writing and coaching and speaking.
Yeah, well, listen, we're looking forward to getting you over here again. Again, Elizabeth Gould is the voice that you're hearing, Frank McKay here with Elizabeth. Let me go back to what you were just saying about your manuscripts. And has it occurred to you that maybe now that you've had success with the nonfiction, that people would take your fiction so much more seriously? And maybe at the time you were doing it, you didn't have the contacts or the clout. Have you ever thought about revisiting and digging them out rather than just letting them sit there? I'm sure. Listen, it seems like you're the type that anything you do is quality. Have you considered going back and reshopping them?
I love that you say that, because my husband says that on a fairly regular basis. But bless, I worry that maybe his judgment is a little clouded on the quality of the writing. You know, I get the feeling that I do believe that the world, the universe, life gives you fairly clear signs sometimes that you're on the right path. And I'd love to, I mean, I do have a dream that one day maybe I'd pitch a couple of concepts to a filmmaker or someone else and say, look, you know, I don't think I got this idea quite right, but I think it's still a really great idea if you'd like to make it come to life. But what is so enormously rewarding is the ability to, particularly at the moment, help people to turn their face towards the world with hope and confidence and create their future and make a life that works for them rather than having a life that is owning them at the moment.
What do you think the biggest difference in you personally now, since you've had the success with the books, as to prior to writing the first of the nonfiction books?
Yeah, that's a question I've never been asked before.
I mean, how much have you changed since the books have come out?
Well, I think it's been a very gradual evolution, because Secrets was written probably 10 or 11 years now. I think it's made me more reflective, more intuitive. I remember once when I was starting my corporate career, someone took me under their wing and advised me, look, when you're in a meeting, always make sure you listen to the message, not the words.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was great advice in a corporate career, in a legal career, and it's great advice as a writer and a thinker as well. And I've been very interested and very excited to see, although we're not out of the woods as a global community with COVID, there are signs of hope, and people are starting to turn their faces forward rather than being quite so clouded with anxiety and worry. And I love now, which I wouldn't have done 15 years ago, I'll see the news or I'll see, you know, an article like the one you described about EQ and say, okay, this is a really interesting trend. This means that people are focusing on X instead of Y. What can I write? What content can I produce to help people achieve that goal, and how can I stay a little bit ahead of the curve?
Another reminder to everyone feeling forwards, how to become the person who has the life you want is the name of the book. It is a must-get. People, get this book. It is a life-changing book. So many folks are just raving about it, and Elizabeth Gould is nice enough to spend a couple moments with us here, and from down under. And 15 hours ahead or behind us. I don't know. I don't know if I got you early in the morning or late at night, Elizabeth. But absolutely thrilled to have you. 2 o'clock my time in New York. But what time is it there? What time is it in Australia?
It's a little bit before dawn. It's 4 o'clock at the moment.
4 o'clock in the morning?
Yes.
Oh my gosh! You got to be kidding! Wow. Oh my gosh! Yeah, it's always complicated trying to get the Australian folks. But wow, you're a trooper! Oh my God!
When you're Australian, you get used to it.
Yeah, I never was in Melbourne. I was in Sydney and the Blue Mountains and that part. And just what a beautiful country you have, a beautiful continent you have. And I look forward to getting back there. But going back to the book. You have a situation here where you kind of let it all on the floor is there anything left of this book? Is there a follow-up to this book that's along the same theme? Or do you think your next book is going to be something completely different, a complete different concept? Or is there a follow-up to this?
There is a follow-up. I'm playing around with a few concepts at the moment because one concept that I talk about being able to use your emotions to travel through time, and one concept I touched on very briefly in the book is feeling backwards and how you can use your emotions to go back into your past and change your focus on what has happened there, because our past, present, and future are all intertwined. And as I say in the book, today is the past of your future. Your attitudes, your emotions, your choices today, by this time tomorrow, we're in the past and are going to help create the future. So I provide in the book a process by which you can make sure that you're creating the future you want today. The other concept I'm playing with is I've had an enormous impact from readers talking about how the book has affected their family and how they've been able to pass the concepts onto their children. I got the most beautiful review yesterday that a mother wrote that she'd shared parts of the book with her son and he'd got more confident and stopped being bullied, which filled my heart with more joy than I can express. So there will be a follow-up to this book that I'm going to have to start quite soon, but I'm exploring those two concepts at the moment.
Elizabeth Gould, once again, is the author of Feeling Forwards, How to Become the Person Who Has the Life You Want, and it's a great concept, and she gets into the emotions as much as the thought process. But again, just a wonderful book that's getting rave reviews. Everyone must get it. Amazon or anywhere else they sell great books. Frank McKay here. Much more importantly, Elizabeth Gould is our very special guest. Before we let you go, we have a couple moments left. Give us something in the book that you may have thought was less important until it came out and you got reader response on it. Is there anything that stands out now that you didn't, that surprises you, that it stands out, that it's caught people's attention?
Great question. I think it's that people are realizing that they don't think about their future enough or in a particularly structured way. The future seems to be something that's kind of out there and that circumstances will dictate. I think it's, I talk about that in the book as a concept and give some examples, but I didn't realize it would be such a surprise to everyone. And in fact, I caught up with a professor at an entrepreneurship school yesterday for coffee. I hadn't seen for ages, and he's halfway through my book. And he said, I never thought I could create my future by what I did today. And he said, and I've started using it on a daily basis, and that cementing that you can actually have access and control to your future without it being some nebulous blob out there has been great, and people have responded to that really strongly.
If you had to give something, and again, we want everyone to read the book. That's the best way that they're going to get the most out of it. They've got to buy it and they've got to read it. And again, it's the concept is how to become the person who has the life you want. If you had to sum it up, and that part especially on how to become that person, how do you do so without spoiling?
Without spoiling it, I think it's you're complete right now. You have everything you need to have the life you want within you. People think of complete as knowing everything or being everything or having access to financial wealth, but you're actually good to go now. So all you need is some of the tools to think about the future you really want rather than the future you think is just going to happen, and you are good to go. You have everything you need inside you.
Well, listen, I want to congratulate you on the book. And again, it's getting rave reviews. I'm thrilled to have you. I reached out to you and I wanted to, certainly wanted to get you on, and hopefully we can get you at a more reasonable time and get a follow up as things progress. But congratulations on all your success, not just this book, but everything beforehand. Can you give us a website or a social media site where people could follow along with what you're doing?
Thank you so much, Frank. It's been great to be here. Yes, I can. My website is elizabethgould.com. My Facebook page is Feeling Forwards. I'm active on Instagram on Elizabeth Gould_, and my podcast is Feeling Forwards. And if I've got a 5 top questions worksheet that I ask myself every day, and that's how I structure my day, anyone would like to drop me an email and I'll send them a copy of that, and love to hear from readers of Feeling Forwards generally.
Where's the best place to hear the podcast?
Everywhere. Apple, Spotify, it's on all the platforms.
Well, listen, absolutely terrific to have you. Congratulations once again, and can't wait to read the book myself. I've just been reading the reviews and everything else. I got mine ordered, and everyone out here is we're urging everyone to get the book. Elizabeth Gould, best-selling author, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you so much.
Feeling Forwards, everyone, is the name of the book. How to Become the Person Who Has the Life You Want. And that's the full title. Get it. Listen to her podcast. She is absolutely terrific, as you can hear here. And get her other 2 books. But get this one for sure. This is her latest, Feeling Forwards, How to Become the Person Who Has the Life You Want. Frank McKay signing off. Elizabeth Gould has been our very special guest. We'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.